You wouldn't expect one of the big-name composers of the last several centuries to be meek, but how's this for humility? Bach and Beethoven erected temples and churches on the heights. I only wanted to build dwellings for men in which they might feel happy and at home. Those words are credited to the pianist and composer Edvard Grieg. Present-day pianist and composer Stephen Huff is also disarmingly humble, even though he's got three new albums out right now. Two feature his own compositions, and one of them is entirely Grieg. Grieg's lyric pieces for solo piano cover a wide range of emotional territory.
This is from the high point when everyone had a piano at home. And Grieg wrote these pieces very much for the domestic market. None of them are tremendously difficult. They're not like Liszt etudes or Chopin etudes. They're pieces written for good amateur pianists and for people to enjoy these mood pictures in their own homes. And I think, as you say, that they cover a fantastic range of emotions. There's some really hijinks, fun, jolly, happy ones, but I think more are those melancholy, nostalgic ones, and that's something that Grieg gets the flavor of so beautifully. He was in a city in Norway. I've been to his house. I've seen probably the room where he wrote most of these pieces. And it's a little isolated. I could imagine in those dark winter evenings feeling a little sad. You know, they're not sort of Southern California-type pieces. They're quite dark.
I understand that he wrote these pieces over the course of decades. And I'm wondering, you know, you're a composer yourself, if you notice a change in quality, a change in approach.
It's an interesting question, actually. I think what I do sense as I get into the later works is a little bit of regret, because I think when he wrote those early pieces, he'd written the piano concerto. Here was a man who was going to be a major composer of the 19th century. And I think by the end of the pieces, you get a feeling that we know and he knows that that's not going to happen. And so in one of my favorite of the lyric pieces, the Nocturne, you hear little quotes from the piano concerto in that. And I imagine sort of, I have this idea that there's a wistfulness about that, that he's quoting that, ah, yes, that's when I was young and I might have had, you know, a different kind of career, and in a way perhaps I haven't fulfilled the talent that I had in the fullest way. And so I find there's something very sad, actually, about that Nocturne.
I'm speaking with pianist and composer Stephen Huff. Stephen, I'd like to talk about your own compositions now. The Mass that you wrote, Missa Mirabilis, something that's very interesting about it is how you wrestle with the text of the Mass as a modern composer. And for people who don't know the basic standard Christian Mass, there are several sections, and most of the sections are basically, you know, glory to God, God is great, and then there's the Credo, which is very detailed, you know, I believe in God the Father, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, yeah. And a lot of theological detail. And I'm wondering if you can talk about how, as a modern believer or non-believer, you approach that.
I started with the Creed, and I thought, well, what am I going to do with this movement? I've attended many Masses and said the Creed myself, and it's one of those texts that people say as if they're just used to saying it, and I'm not sure they're really thinking about the words that they're saying as they say. You couldn't really. There's too much packed in there. It was meant to say, this is what we believe and nothing else, and don't you dare go beyond this. So there's something quite finger-wagging almost about the Creed. So I thought, well, what would it be to have to sing these words week after week and not believe them? So I set up this kind of scenario between the boy sopranos, voices of innocence, of childhood, with the men who are maybe more jaded and cynical about everything. So in that movement, the men never sing the words, I believe.
The word credo is I believe.
Yeah, the word credo. So the boys sing credo, and the men sing all the clauses, and then they interrupt again, credo. And this interruption becomes initially just an encouragement, and by the end, total desperation, because the boys realize that the men do not believe what they're saying, and they're saying, you must believe... So it actually, it works up into a kind of rather anguished, not exactly frenzied, but certainly very distressed climax. So I tried to make a dramatic scenario out of it, really, about the whole idea of what it means to believe and what it means to have doubt and whether doubt is an important part of faith and so on.
Now, I just found out about this, but as you were working on this piece, you were in a serious car accident. Tell us about that.
Yeah, how it worked, I was staying a few days with my mother in the north of England and got in my car to drive back to London, which is about 200 miles south, and my car somersaulted, flipped over at 80 miles an hour, and I found myself upside down in a mangled car. I remember very clearly that moment, and I remember thinking as I was tossing on the motorway, well, I'll never get to hear that mass. This looks like it's the end. Well, anyway, it wasn't. I landed on the hard shoulder. I realized I was still alive, that the car hadn't burst into flames, and I survived with barely a scratch. So that's really the reason behind the title Missi Mirabili. It's a mass of miracles, because even if you don't believe literally in miracles, I felt that it was a miracle that I'd survived this car crash. And then I had two more movements to write, and I did that in the months ahead.
And, you know, a work like the Mass where you're dealing with issues of life and death and resurrection and man and God, that's interesting to have that happen in the middle of that. Did it affect how you wrote the rest of it?
The Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. I wrote a lot of that in, I was sketching it in the emergency room waiting for a brain scan, actually. There's a real desperation in that movement, and the sort of have mercy on us is it lasts a lot longer than grant us peace. I also felt a great joy when I'd survived this crash. The feeling of survival is a feeling of incredible joy because you realize what a gift life is and how wonderful it is just to be alive. So I hope something of that joy comes through in the Gloria, which was the last movement that I wrote.
Stephen Huff has three albums out right now. One is All Grieg, another is Grieg Mendelssohn and his own piece, and third is his own piece along with Vaughan Williams. Stephen Huff, real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks very much.